Yudeh Hashem Derech Tzadikim, the Derech Rishon Tovit. The question in Trishna Shalmikra, and a question is always an indicator, sort of when you, if you, you go hiking on a trail, so you have these markers to tell you at any crossroads how the trail continues. So a question is a marker. It points the Mefarshim in certain directions. That the impression we get is that throughout the capital that there's a contrast being drawn between the tzaddikim on the one hand, the chatorim, the rishon on the other hand, and presumably that contrast, that dava v'hipucho, carries over to this pasuk also. And yet it doesn't quite seem to, it doesn't seem that the antithesis of Derech Rishon Toved would be Yodea Hashem Derech Tzadikim. It doesn't seem to align in that way. So that's the background to the Malbim's comment. Some other Mefarshim also are clearly reacting to that impetus. Yodea Hashem, the Malbim writes, Hayodea Hazos, he has dafkos hamuskal b'maskil. Kemosha kosov ki yedaitiv, l'mana shi yitzava, ez bono vez beso achov. Ratzaloma, who davar b'idiyasi? So this idea of this idea, it's an idea, but it's a reality, of his davkos hamuskal b'maskil, is something that the Rambam places at the center of his machshava, and just to try to explain or describe very, very superficially what it means. When we generally, if we would try to understand or describe thought, so the way we would, I think, no, the way we would try to describe or understand thought, you have a person who's engaging in thought. You have whatever the focus or the object of his investigation is. And then you have the thought, the knowledge. So you have a scientist, and he's trying to understand what law governs certain phenomena. He's thinking about certain phenomena in the universe, and then his thought is that there's a natural law, there's a physical law that so there's the person thinking, the subject, that is what he's focusing on, and then there's the relationship is that the subject is thinking about the object. The Rambam tells us that and you talk, and this is what that HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, leaving aside, again, we're sort of coming in at the end of the Rambam's discussion and parachuting in, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in such a way that we're capable of thought on another level, where you have, again, what the Malzum quotes, the Histabkus Hamuskal Mamaskil. Again, Maskil is the one thinking, right? He's the one who's operating with the Seichel. It's a Hifl, right? He's the one who's operating with the Seichel. The Muskal is that which is the object of what's being thought about. And that knowledge is not just something intellectual, not just something cognitive, but it's really metaphysical, in the sense that the maskil becomes dovuk in the muskal. According to the Rambam, this is what Dveikus Vashem means. It means that when a person is able to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about truths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, eternal truths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, in such a way that you have this Hisdabkus Hamuskal Bamaskil. We'll see in a minute why the Malvin is describing it in that order as opposed to Maskil Bamuskal. But obviously it's a two-way street. So what the Malbim, again, just superficially, Hayadiyah Hazos, he hisdabkos hamuskal b'maskil. So the muskal in this context is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The maskil in this context is the tzaddik, the tzaddikim. And ki yodei Hashem da'at tzaddikim means that what's achieved, what's attained as a result of the kiyum b'saros Hashem chefzo v'chulu, is so that tzaddik is focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result, ki yodeya, you'll be loshon, and right? So we know from the pasuk in Bereishis of the Ha'adam Yada Schar V'Ishto that sometimes yediyah means chibur. But how does yediyah sometimes mean chibur? That comes from this idea, right? Obviously, there it's not a chibur which is based on this metaphysical dimension of knowledge. But the point is, that's how does yediyah come to mean chibur? So this is the, again, the chitzonius of the Omek HaDavar, that yediyah means chibur, because yediyah on its highest level involves hisdabkos hamaskil b'muskil, hamuskil b'maskil. So then memela, that definition sort of spins off, and yediyah is used as a lashon chibur in other contexts as well. And the Malbim says that's the pshat in the pasuk in Parshas Vayera, ki yadaita, again, parallel to ki yodea Hashem here. So I know, in the sense of there's hisdabkus between me, capital M, and Avraham Avinu. The man, as the Machlokes in the Mefarshim, whether the man is in order or because, the Malbim understands it to mean because. Ki yadaitiv leman, because אשר יצא ועזבונו וזבסו אחר, ושמו דרך השם. רוצה לומר, since who dovod bi since he, lowercase h, since he, Avraham Avinu, is dovod bi yediyasi, that's why ki yedativ. What does that mean? Since he's dovod bi yediyasi, that's why ki yedativ? No, that's exactly the idea, right? Since he's dovod bi yediyasi, and there is this notion of hisdavkus hamuskal v'maskil, that knowledge on its highest level isn't just something intellectual, it's something metaphysical. It creates a bond, as it were, between the person entertaining the thought and that which he's focused on. Again, we're talking about thoughts about eternal truths, not about whatever. Most of what we think about most of the time. That's what the Malam says. Shezeh lo yeh rak etzel hadvarim hanitzkriyim habilti mishtanim. So, kemo shekosev ki yedativ, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know, but again, know in the sense of chibur, in the sense of his dafkus, leman, because he, Avraham Avinu, is constantly focused on Yediyasi, which translates into always being concerned with Hashem Darach Hashem. So it's a lot of who's Dovid B'Yediyasi. So the person who's Dovid B'Yediyasi, I am Dovid Bo. And that's the same chat over here. Ki Yodei Hashem Darach Tzadikim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a Hizdavkus. And that is the source of Nitzvius. That is that course between the Tzaddik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the source of the Nitzvius. You'll take a look in, I'm sorry, I forgot the bit. You take a look in the Rambam, for instance, in Parak Ches of Hilchos Tshuva, so you'll see that's Hadeya. When the Rambam explains that Tzadikim Yoshim Atro Seim B'Rosheim B'Nan and Tzim Vashkina, so he says if Olam Haba there's no body, so what's the metaphor of a crown? So he says the metaphor of the crown, it's the Deya Shebiglala Zachu L'Chai Olam Haba. So circling back to how is your Deya Hashem Derech Tzadikim the opposite of Derech Hashem Toved? So the Rasha lives a life that there's no, which ends up with avada, with him perishing. What's the opposite of that? The opposite of that is to live a life which results in nitzchias. Ki yodei Hashem derech tzadikim means nitzchias, because ki yodei Hashem derech tzadikim. Yediyah involves his dafkus hamuskal v'maskil, and that's the source of the nitzvius. That his dafkus that the person forges over the course of his life, that's the source of the nitzvius. So ki yodei Hashem derech tzadikim, meaning since he's dovod b'yediyasi, or they, the tzadikim, are dovod b'yediyasi, I am therefore. There is a hisdavkus v'gneihem v'vengi, speaking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vantage point. There is a hisdavkus v'gneihem v'vengi, hisdavkus hamuska v'maskil, and that is the source of mitzvahs. And hence, the ki yodei Hashem derech tzadikim is taka the exact opposite, is diametrically opposite to derech Hashem tovei. To try to to maybe give a little bit of a mashal to make this a little bit less obscure and abstract. Let's say if you're holding something, so then there's a connection between your hand and whatever it is you're holding, right? And in order to hold it, there needs to be some connection. You can't hold it if there's no physical connection. So we have a figure of speech of hold that thought. Right? We use that figure of speech. So let's use that figure of speech to think in certain contexts about thought happening on a spiritual, metaphysical level, the way grasping or holding happens on a physical level. We generally don't think of thought that way, right? We generally, I'm over here and the window that needs to be washed is over there, and I'm sort of thinking about it, right? But there's a separation between us. There's the subject, there's the object. Hizdavkos ha-muskel v'maskel means that when dealing with eternal truths, so we need to try to understand it in terms of this mashal of physically holding or physically grasping, right? That's another figure of speech that we have, that we extend from the physical realm to the mental realm, right? To grasp something, right? You say someone grasped the idea. So use those mashalim to grasp an idea, to hold a thought. But again, we use those about anything. We use hold that thought about whatever the thought's about. But to grasp it can be whatever, how to assemble something. But if you use those mashalim in context of again thinking about Vayim Mitzvi and Bilti Mishtanim, so then Yediyah is not only again something intellectual, something cognitive, but this it's something metaphysical. It's a metaphysical process and reality. That's maybe a shemetz of what this idea means. Again, Kafi Darko Bakodesh, the Malden distinguishes what we might have thought were the synonyms of Goyim and Lu'umim, nations. And he says that Yesh Hevdel ben Goyim uben Lu'umim. Goyim nikra hakibbutz mibli heshkef imubal das o lav. Means a mass of people, not necessarily unified by a common religion. Uveshem la'om nikra mitzad shemisachay tachas das meyukad. Masha enkem la'umim mean a collective who are held together not by the fact that they live in the same place and they have a single king over them or something, but because they subscribe to the same religion. that they have the same religious belief. If you take a look in Bereshis, Vayom HaShem Lo, Shnei Goyim V'Vitlech, V'Shnei L'Umim Mimei'ayach Yiparedu. So the Malbim already introduced that distinction between Goy and Goyim and L'Umim there in Bereshis. In which case the nevuah given to Rivka Imenu is not only that Shnei Goyim Vivitnech, that two nations will emerge, but it's going to be two different religions, which we know that Esav is subsequently identified with Christendom. And that the struggle, what's being told to Rivka Imenu, is that the struggle between Esav and Yaakov throughout the generations, again, is not just between two peoples or two national entities, but from that it's going to develop into Ushnei L'Umim Mimei'ayach Yiparedu. What's the continuity here between the kapitlach? So reading from the beginning of the Malbim here, Acha shebir ovdon harosha ki hu kanot asher tedefenu v'lach ve'ein lo tikva rak im hushomer es habor, the choice, as in nashkuvar v'noter es hatzadik omer, in light of this, how self-destructive it is. Lama rog shugoyim limro b'mashiach Hashem ubi Yisrael amo. Hallo ach bazeh yielohem kiyum. It's self-destructive. The only way they'll have a kiyum im yardu as Hashem is David Malko. So the Malbim understands, as do most Mefarshim, that in Pasuk Beis, when it says al Hashem v'al Mashicho, it refers to David Malko. Yevin Ezra has one possibility that maybe this capital is talking about the Melech HaMashiach, the Ketz HaYomin, but he himself also has the other possibility, which most of the Mephoshim assume, that Mashiach Hashem in this Pasuk refers to David HaMelech. David HaMelech was anointed, right? Mashiach literally just means anointed, right? With the Shema HaMishka. And yet, the Pashto says that when Pasuk Beis speaks of Al Hashem v'Al Mashicho, the David HaMelech stands out as Mashiach Hashem. Even though we find David HaMelech, Shaul was also Mashiach. Right? When David's men tell him, when he has the chance in the cave to kill Shaul, he says, Chas v'Shalom, that I should lay a hand on Mashiach Hashem. So what does the Pasuk mean when it sort of speaks of David HaMelech as the Mashiach Hashem? It's interesting, you have a similar type of, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Yud Aleph, when he talks about that in Parshas Bilam, Nibei, B'shnei Mashichim. But the Psukim in Parshas Zavalah speak of two Mashichim. David HaMelech, Mashiach HaRishon, and then the Melech HaMashiach. So it's also that again, they weren't the only two who are Mashichim, and yet, in a certain sense, they are the only two on Mashiachim. So maybe the Pshat is like this. Maybe Mashiach in its fullest sense. I think that the psuk
is that a Kumishmas? Is that the Tzav?
No.
ולקחת שמן המשקה ויצאת על ראשו ומשכת עושה meaning Aaron הכהן ואז בנב תקרה והלבשתם קוטונוס וחגרת עושם אבנה את Aaron ובנב וחבשת להם מגבוס והויסה לו כהונה וחוק הסולם. So maybe the pshat in Mashiach, in its fullest sense, is not only that it's an instrument of that it's an instrument of minui, of appointment, but it's an appointment la'olam. Mashiach in its fullest sense means that the nimshach is receiving a minui olam. Now that was true for David HaMelech, because when David HaMelech was zochet malchus, he was zochet malchus lo lezaro ad olam. It wasn't only a minui that elevated him as an individual to the position of Melech, but it was a minui for la'olam, la'chukas olam. And in that sense, so David HaMelech is Mashiach Hashem in a unique sense, in a sense that you wouldn't say about Shaul or any other Melech who was Nimshach. It didn't only represent appointment, but it represented La'olam. And hence, the Stam Lashon al Hashem v'al Mashicho, his anointed one, refers specifically to David HaMelech. So Lama Rog Shugoyim, why are the nations amassing, and why are the, again, nations in terms of just where they're bound by, it's a political union. Ulu'umim Yagurik, and the nations which are bound by common religious belief, why Yehe Gurik? Why are they thinking, threatening a feudal endeavor? What's the feudal endeavor? Im Kain, says the Malbim, the second line in his commentary on this capital, Lama Rav Chugayim Limro B'Mashiach Hashem U'B'Yisrael Amo. What's the Merida against Al Hashem Al Mashiach? Al Hashem Lifrog Ol Hadas Veshav Mitzvah Shehetrichem David Lekaimam. They want to reject the belief of Hashem Echad, and they want to reject the Shevet Mitzvahs that David HaMelech was enforcing. The Al Mashiach, they wanted to reject David HaMelech's sovereignty. The Goyim, who didn't subscribe to a particular belief, they were looking to overthrow David HaMelech's sovereignty. And the La'umim, they were the ones who were looking to overthrow the Das U'mitzvos Hashem. Okay, maybe we'll pick up another positive day tomorrow.